that's the job of the week.
Yeah, the kids like that.
Job of the week is at a Marble Falls street game. Job of the week in the club likes to make it rain. Job of the week says he believes in the mean.
Job of the week,
that's just his code word for smoking weed. His life is all sex, drugs, and violence. Doesn't care about your moment of silence.
Paul is,
now you better let the big man speak. It's the job of the week.
Yeah, the kids like that.
For my money, the best song on the ticket.
Strong. How do you feel about the designated hitter?
Look.
Well?
We were the only show that did promos every day, and eventually you're going to get a little thin on what are you going to talk about tomorrow, so that's what we came up with.
That's fair. But you're not.
No, it's not, because you guys play it every time I come on.
What?
But Mino. But if you're going to ask everyone else...
If you're going to ask everyone else their position on the designated hitter, the least you could do is state yours.
I'm not going to. I didn't come all the way down here to take this.
That's
we're
true
not going to talk about the designated hitter.
Okay, but how do you feel?
I'm late.
Just want to take your temperature.
I was having a great dream and I couldn't wake up.
It sounds like George has time later for you guys to come over there and kiss his ass.
No, I'm not going to say that. I'm sorry. I was going to start with an apology for being late.
You look great.
You do.
Shut up. You look showered.
No, I don't.
You don't. You don't look wheels off. Sometimes you do. But like the other day when I saw you in the grocery store, I've never seen you look worse.
Because I was coming off a one-hour...
One-hour sleep.
And a
baller show where you just let it all hang out.
Just killed it.
And then today, I was having this great dream during my nap, and I couldn't wake up.
What was the dream?
I was playing golf with Jordan Spieth and Casey Musgraves.
Casey Martin?
No, Casey Musgraves.
Slow burn.
How'd you shoot?
I don't know. I was making out the whole time with Casey Musgraves.
Sorry.
I'm so sorry.
You ruined your head.
You're the best.
And then all of a sudden I went, oh my God, I got to be on with bad radio. So, sorry. Yeah.
How's your foot?
Horrible.
Man,
there's something wrong with it.
We had like the Jordan flu game yesterday on the course.
You got Norm foot?
Like he wasn't.
I'm dragging my right foot.
He wasn't playing. Or like he was playing really, really well. He's he was finding that perfect jump level, and yet he was injured. And I didn't even want him to have to pick up his ball. I wanted.
Yeah, they were like getting my ball for me and picking up my
like, you know, like Kellen Winslow, you're just kind of trying to get him to the next tee so he can do it again, you know?
Byron Leftwich.
Yeah, exactly. Just some help your guy. He's trying to gut through this, and you just gotta help him. Well, welcome to training camp, Job.
Thanks. Good to be on with my football friends again.
Really enjoyed
Kellen
Moore this morning.
Are we doing football friends and picks again this year?
Only if you will sign off on Jake's dad joining the crew.
Okay, so no George.
What about his mom?
You too? It's a dark day.
I think that's on my list of 17 things I'm allowed to bring up with Jake.
Oh, I didn't bring it up, I brought it up.
But Jake's dad is not on the list, and I want Jake's dad on the show. Jake's dad is a local treasure that has been hidden for too long.
Boy,
now, I'm not willing to trade you for him. I just want to add him to the mix.
No, you can trade me for Jake's dad.
I just think you'd be very entertained by Jake's dad.
I'm sure I would be. That's great with me.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's Dan's right. Untapped resource. And we need all the resources we can get around here. You know what I'm saying?
I'll sign off unless y'all are hammering Jake again about something.
I'm not hammering him about anything. You're the one who brought up his mom, and now in the end, I'm the guy that's going to get yelled at later about this.
Isn't this fun, George? This is our constant Mexican standoff.
Yeah, this is.
I am not.
This is the office gift where everyone's got a gun pulled on each other.
I'm as
Jake, that's the way it is on this show. Everyone's got to look out for themselves. And get your
what are you wearing these days?
On this show,
huh?
Double X, or you don't go three, do you?
No.
No, it's double Y. You got a shirt?
Yeah, Tony.
I thought you were asking Jubba about his designer or something. Like, what are you wearing?
Vera Wang.
We're out
on the red carpet. Who's your designer?
Polo.
got this at Target.
And Ralph Lauren. I'm glad you caught my scent.
Yeah, I wanted to offer you a T-shirt. We're giving all our training camp guests a
looky there.
A Never Listen T-shirt.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Did you think for a second?
Maybe it was the...
Did you think it was going to be a shirt that disparages you?
Did you get a calendar?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be the one where I'm... Just think it's funny that we don't even do it anymore.
You got to say it right if you're going to
do it. Thanks for the 2019 calendar, too.
Say it slowed down. Can you say it slowed down?
No.
Mino?
I just think it's fascinating. I just think it's fascinating that I do something funny and you feel so threatened about it that you got to question it and peel back the curtain so much that we don't even do it anymore.
Have we got our ASMR done on that yet? We are working on an ASMR.
Yeah.
Muser fight.
That'll be awesome. All right, so here's what we want to do.
What do we want to do?
Here, look at the run sheet. Look what 210 says.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we can do that for sure.
Okay. What's coming up next, Jubb?
We're going to have the oral history of the Jubb Hawk next.
Tell you what, I got time later this afternoon. Why don't you come kiss my ass?
This is... All right, it's quarter after two. This, ladies and gentlemen, is Jubb of the Week here in Oxnard. It's camp day, but it's off day, or it's camp week. Off day number one. They're exhausted. They've had 2 days of padded practices. It's time for a rest day. And George is with us in studio. The truest of all musers. The best friend of our show. He has done so much for us over the years. He really has.
And, I'm a punching bag for your show. That's kind of the same role I play on the morning show, and it's fine. I just come on here and just take shots.
I think we have an unbelievable level of admiration for you, and that's why it sort of hurts my heart that Jubb Hawk is about to happen just because, I mean, it's great. Look,
you want me to win. You don't want to see me lose again.
I don't want you.
I always lose
in a mohawk for a year. I like us all making each other miserable, but you have an amazing head of hair. Let's be honest, a mohawk might not totally fit your body shape or whatever. I mean, it's different for different type of people.
Like, is that a shot?
What? I think that is a shot.
I don't know. I don't know that I don't know that a mohawk is for all
shapes
and sizes.
No, I'm with you. It's
going to
look terrible.
And you know, ages and levels of legend. Like, I don't want you to look like a clown because you're George. You deserve some respect from the public. And yet here you are.
Yeah.
In this bind. And so I did not hear the exact segment, but all through it all, I thought to myself, look, I've been there.
Like the exact segment when he declared?
Yeah.
I guess I haven't heard the exact
either.
Have that?
I've been on the radio, though, in this situation, Dan, and I got a whole room of guys meowing at me, and you feel like you're being coaxed, and it's guys.
They didn't have to do that.
That's what I understand. That's what I don't understand here is I believe you were unprovoked.
It was just a patented Dunham rant?
I don't know if it was a rant so much of just a frustration with the team. It was November 6th. It was the morning after
the Tuesday
Titans
morning.
28, Cowboys 14. Yeah, Monday night game.
That was a tough one, pal.
A little grumpy, not a lot of sleep. And that was...
They got drilled, right?
That was, 28-14. That was the worst game I thought of their year last year.
Yeah, and it started with that Cooper touchdown, and okay, here we go.
Started off super positive.
It started off super positive.
Okay, so this is even after the trade, huh?
Yeah, man, that's the first game with Amari Cooper.
That might be the best line in Hot Rod that doesn't get enough love, is it started out super
positive.
That was
the greatest scene, wasn't it?
Yeah, what happened
so
back
weird.
There?
So it was what, November?
November... 5th was the game.
Okay,
sixth,
yeah, here we go.
November 6th.
But they fell to 3-5. George, that's not 1-5. It's not 1-7.
No, but it's not. But look at their schedule after that.
Yeah.
The very next game was the Eagles, and they still had the Falcons on the road. They still had the Saints. They had the Eagles again at the Colts.
Right.
And I'm not a prognosticator. I've goofed up on things a million times before, but I thought...
Just a caveman.
I almost put $1 million on it that I don't have. There's no way the Cowboys could be any better than 8-8.
Yeah.
There's no way. Because there's at least three losses left for them. And the way this team's playing, they're probably going to lose 4 or 5. So that tells you 7-9?
They were playing horribly.
And it was my breaking point with Jason Garrett. I know you had yours probably back in 2012.
2012, in fact, you were in Grand Cayman when that game happened. That I had my last straw with Jason Garrett was the Redskins' RG3 Pat Romo on the head game.
It was Dak's last straw, too.
Yeah, that was Dak's last straw. Dak and I agreed on that game.
Right. Dak went off that
We probably
night.
Both tweeted.
Yeah. I'm looking at that Titans game, and I remember we were mad the next day about the fact that they were down by 14 using their last timeouts with 30 seconds left.
Oh, yeah. And I think that may have done it.
Yeah, you know what?
We don't quit.
You're right. You're right. There's no point in the Cowboys season that I want Garrett fired more than when they're down multiple scores, the game is over, and he's banging all his timeouts.
It was Tennessee had the ball, and they're trying to the clock. Tennessee gets a first down anyway. They then called another timeout. Like, it didn't matter.
That's the worst.
So I went on the next day, and I just said, that was terrible last night. And not only is that it for the season, that's it for Jason Garrett. There's no way he survives this. There's no way they could be any better.
You're right.
Than 8-8.
See, I want to say, who's the guy that said he knew that the Clippers weren't going to get Kawhi? Like, they were out.
Broussard.
And then his thing later was, well, I was right at that time. They were out. Well, yeah. You can't declare them out, but at that time, I would say you were right.
George.
There was no way Jason Garrett was coming back. I don't even think we made a note of your Jeb Hawk thing for weeks.
Because it's like, oh, he's safe. And because, even after they won the next week, it's like, well, they still got the Saints.
That morning, November 6th, at that time, here's the following truth from the NFL statistical log in the new playoff format, like we currently enjoy, 1990 till last year. 163 teams had started the year 3-5. 13 of them had made the playoffs, 8%. Now, unfortunately for you, that number went up by two teams last year. The Colts and the Cowboys both started 3-5 and made the playoffs.
I know, and I'm an optimist. I've seen the Cowboys, and I went back in Cowboys history, and they had never made the playoffs at 3-5.
Really?
And there are different 3-5s.
Yeah. Right. And if you looks like, you've taken a turn at 28-14, and you just show your butt on national TV, then I think your season is over. And I thought the team would turn on him.
They lost to the Redskins. who are those five losses in the beginning? They were.
Let's see.
It wasn't that impressive. They barely
lost
beat
to
the,
Carolina in week one, Seattle in week three.
And all of those, the offense looked terrible.
Houston in week five,
and Washington in week seven.
Yeah.
So I thought I was so safe, and I said that morning, I said, in fact, I think a couple of guys in the crew said, really? Because they can go 8-8 and he'd still be back. No. There's no way. In fact, I'll get a mohawk if he comes back. There's no way that Jason Garrett is back.
So
and that's when everybody perked up and said, what did you just say?
They didn't say much about it that morning until the next week when they beat Philadelphia. Are you sure about that? Yes, I'm sure about the Mohawk. I'll get them. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. And then what game did you begin to have little beads of sweat on your jub forehead?
The Saints.
The Saints game.
Because once they beat the Saints, then I thought, well, man, they may not lose the rest of the year.
Damn.
Then they get shut out by the Colts, and I thought,
their defense might be good.
Maybe.
You couldn't even enjoy a 7-1 playoff run from your favorite franchise in sports history.
No. Because it all led to this, and it wasn't just that, but it was just like a Thanksgiving. At my house, and we had all these relatives over and friends, and as the Redskins are, they look terrible, and here the Cowboys are whooping up on them, and it wasn't a discussion of what was going on. It was like, you're really going to get a mohawk? This is going to happen for you now. You're going to get a mohawk.
And, uh-huh.
Yeah, it was miserable. Just miserable.
And as you project that ahead, there will be holidays this season where
I said,
want to get together.
I didn't say I'd have it for the year. I said I'd have it for the entire Cowboys season next year. So
you have this audio somewhere?
Yeah, it exists somewhere.
Jerry labeled it, so we'll never find it.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe it's like some other Muser things. Maybe it just went away.
Under the rug?
Under the rug. Swept under the rug.
You're not allowed to play it?
No. But, so as the games went week by week, after that Saints game, I just knew, okay, this is really going to happen. And I think we're now 37 days away. It happens the Friday before the start of the regular season, so it's September 6th, I believe.
Jubhawk. You've got a plan to do this on the air? Are you going to be in
a public
forum?
Yeah. We're looking to have it, right, Kat,
at a
hair salon somewhere.
Oh.
So I'm sorry, that would be Friday.
Like AAC.
It'd be Friday, September 4th. We'll do our show somewhere, and the public can come out and watch me get shaved.
How you feeling?
Once you started shaving your head.
Yes, sir.
The parts that had
hair,
did it grow back?
Yeah.
Because my kids are telling me you're going to shave the side of your head and it's not going to grow
back.
Oh,
no. Your kids don't know anything.
They don't have any idea. It grows back.
It grows back
within an instant. I have to shave this every 3 days.
Probably. Like, could you have a norm head of hair?
Yeah.
It would grow around there.
Yeah, I definitely can't grow a mohawk, though. I could never lose that bet.
Have you thought about how attendance is going to spike at Bird Dog shows, though?
How are you going to do that?
You can't do anything but. I mean, we don't.
Are you going to be baseball still, guy, I mean, when you're gigging?
Draw flies.
You're playing with another artist you respect and your friends.
Would you
wear,
diet?
Like, what the hell?
Yeah, we'll do some. I think we'll do some dye jobs.
Some bits?
Yeah.
Can we do bits with it?
Yeah.
If you're going to have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, like Garrett could die.
Yeah.
Before November or September 4th?
Yeah, he's got about a month left to.
He and Jerry could have a big screaming match and a falling out, and they just put in Rashard as head coach.
That'd be like Governor Abbott with the last second reprieve.
Yeah.
What if Greg Abbott got involved and fired Garrett for you?
Ooh, you know him.
I don't think he has any pull with the Cowboys.
Do you have the ability that the bet ends if he gets fired midseason? Like if
no, I guess I could get that carve out in there.
Like Wade only made it to about Halloween in 2010.
But that's not going to happen here, right. Is it?
I don't think so.
Their first 10 games.
No,
that kicked off a Muser fight, didn't it?
That resulted from that game, the 49 to something at Lambeau.
We do a lot of segments. Over 25 years, we're going to have our share of disagreements.
We agree.
Not
nobody,
fights.
Nobody agrees more than we do.
They're not fights. They're on-air debates.
Differences in opinion, if you will.
What if one of your kids were getting married or something this fall?
I know. Luckily, we don't have anything on the docket like that.
Oh, you are so lucky.
But I think that first weekend is parents' weekend at Oklahoma State.
Oh, my
youngest
God.
Goes.
Yes!
So I'm going to be the head of dad's weekend.
Keg stand for this guy.
At the frat house, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, are you going to go like...
Maybe I'll dye it orange.
Full punk rock star guy, like your dude.
Man, you said your dad was in a band, but I didn't know he was
in a punk band.
Maybe a sleeveless leather vest or something.
Band?
Yeah.
So on the Friday, friends or kid and computer or whatever we're going to call it this year with Jake's dad, can we throw in like dye job bets for
little side bets?
Yeah, like
maybe. If I feel good about something, I may say. And by the way, if that happens, I'll dye my mohawk just for you, Dan.
You're going to really be frustrated, though, when he gets fired this season.
Yes. And maybe they'll have a great year.
Although you'll get frustrated when he signs a five-year extension as well.
This is a new year. So, yeah. So will you.
Like, what do you
want?
You're
not on board with this?
No, I'm not. No, I think this is it. I think this is the final year. I hope they have a great season.
What would you bet on that?
Shut up.
Reverse mohawk. Grow out the norm.
Yeah, I'm done betting. I'm sorry. I announced my retirement from betting earlier.
That'll probably help radio.
It's subject to helping radio any way we can. All right, well, I'm torn with this. I don't
well, thank
see
you
this.
For your support.
I don't want to see this.
Everyone else can't
oh, yeah,
wait.
I don't want to see it either.
See?
That'll be terrible for your personal life. I'm really concerned about that.
That has to be the most perplexed Cowboys fans their P1s were for like 2 months.
How's your wife thinking?
Yeah, how's the missus handling this?
Not happy.
Oh,
not happy.
She won't be able to take you anywhere.
And what everyone in my family can't figure, it wasn't a bet. It was like this big proclamation.
Right, right. Yeah. No one else would have had to do anything had he...
Why
right.
step out and
right.
do
had
it?
He gotten right. fired, it isn't like, well, then Gordo gets his head shaved.
No, that's a lesson I learned a few years back.
Yeah.
With the... There's really no...
Yeah, if you want to quit that, that's fine, but you can't
But I
quit
thought
betting.
It was the safest thing to say. I just thought, you know, I feel so sure about this.
I would have... Probably joined you had somebody said, you know what I mean? Like, that seemed a lock last year
yeah.
at that time.
3-5.
It's not just a 3-5, though. It was the way they were 3-5.
Right.
Jerry was very frustrated with Garrett 2 games prior to that because he wasn't very aggressive in overtime against the Texans, right?
My only beef with your logic, aside from an unprovoked proclamation, which I have learned to not touch
which
that stove as,
yeah,
as often as possible.
One.
I had to learn from experience as well. But the only other issue I had is they just did an all-in trade to make a playoff run that year. Like the Cooper trade had just happened, and it was only 1 game.
So give it some time.
Well, and it's a Daffy Duck division.
Yeah, but we had seen that before.
Oh, you figured Philadelphia,
Roy Williams, you know, it's,
and you figured Philadelphia was going to get it together and win another 12 games.
In fairness to you, sweeping Philly and beating New Orleans were pretty big wild cards in this. Even going to Atlanta,
yeah,
where the year before they had gotten
that's right,
just totally
annihilated there.
Yeah, I don't like to see this. Oh, well, hey, what does OJ think about Zeke's contract situation? Mm. I think we're going to dive into that next. If you would like to hang around and not get back to your dream.
I'd love to do that.
All right. We're at the tent. We're in California. We're having the time of our lives. We have chips. Next.